can't remember who else is on that needs and justification. Was David Ferris on that one?
No, I was on the first letter.
Are you on the first one? Okay, then it must have been either John Wolfe or Jeremy Banks. And Tony Holmes. Oh, Tony Harris. All right. Well, I think what we need to do is, obviously, just to give you a status report, Barbara and I are getting out that survey, hopefully today, tomorrow. We just need to work out some formatting things, and we're trying desperately to find some of the people on that chart. We have some of the names on the non-marketing chart, but we don't want to. The last thing we want to do is for those that we don't have names for, the last thing we want to do is just send it to a general info address or a webmaster address where, you know, it'll get lost and nobody will see it.
I'll send it as a zip attachment.
What's that?
I said, and then send it as a zip attachment. That'll ensure that people read it.
Exactly. That'll make sure everyone opens it.
Yeah, right. Or an executable file or something. Again, I'll send around that chart again one last time. So if anybody's got any updates, any information, or knows. And Paul, I think there may be some registrars on there.
Okay, well.
So if you have contacts to those.
I already took one crack at it. I'll do my best to, you know, figure out email addresses.
Yeah. I mean, I know some people at these registrars, but I don't know if they're the right people. But I guess they're better than sending it to an info, you know, or webmaster.
Well, if we can ask them to pass it on to the right person. But the idea is if we could find, we can identify who the best people would be to receive it, then we have the best chance of getting it back.
Right.
About how many do you need to know the better address for?
Probably about at least half of them.
Is that like 20 or is that?
Well, let me go to my list right here.
Yeah, I don't remember, to be honest.
I'm just pulling it up. It actually.
And truthfully, we haven't had a chance to sit down and figure out if we can get these addresses, you know, by Googling yet. So that was something that Jordan and I were going to work on together, and we just haven't connected to do it yet.
Doesn't matter. Just send it, and I'll do my best to figure out any addresses. I think I already scanned it twice, actually.
Yeah, no, I think you sent us a few, and we probably want to, like, you know, Yeah, so I'll send around this list again, and then we'll work on getting it out today. Other than that, we need to get to this needs and justifications chart. And so the people on that subgroup will probably need to have a separate call to start talking about that, using the information that we have from the ICANN workshops that have already taken place. And Barbara has put a bunch of links on over the past few weeks of the workshop materials. I think they were, for example, I'm looking back towards...
It was around December 30th that Glenn posted most of that stuff.
Right, there was some, like, December 23rd, there was Montreal and Tunisia Who Is workshop materials. So if I can ask the people on that committee, I guess it's David Maher, and...
Yeah, David Maher, Wendy Seltzer, and Thomas Ruslav just pulled up the list.
The other thing
that I point out
is for another task force... Different task force. I've been looking at. There's an OECD report on online privacy considerations.
Yeah, we I sent that around too. There's a privacy. There's two reports. There's one on privacy, and then there was one on there was one on just accurate information.
Right.
Or yeah, it's consumer policy considerations. Yeah, you sent that around. Consumer policy considerations on the importance of accurate and available Who Is data. I think that's the one that.
That's the older one, and then there's a fairly new, recent one on online privacy in business.
Right.
That one's not available for free. The other one you can download and print. The new one, you can view as a PDF, but you can't. You pay for it. You can't download.
I can.
Hi, this is David Maher. Could you identify the group that I appear to have volunteered for?
Sure. Okay, this was the group that was to do the needs and justifications chart. It was you, David, Wendy, Thomas, and I believe, Glenn, there were some others on there. It was everyone who wasn't in the... Paul, who was in your group? It was...
I got the list here. Hang on.
I thought I had the list. I thought I posted it.
Katie, Milton, David, and Barbara.
That's David Ferris? Or...
Yeah, Ferris.
Okay.
So the other group was pretty much everybody else.
When we came up with the groups, I noticed that Terry Harris wasn't on that call. So I don't know if he's in there.
Oh, yes, that's right. John Wolfe, Jeremy Banks, David Maher, Tony Harris, and Wendy Johnson.
Yeah, Glenn, maybe we can send around a note to them.
Shall I send around a note to them, okay?
Yeah, and I think maybe getting a separate call to just discuss this chart.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
And hopefully at some point later this week, either Thursday.
Have you, David and Wendy that are on the call, have you got a preference for a day?
Thursday actually is, that would work for me.
And the time?
Sure.
What time have you a preference for?
Oh, at 11 Eastern time.
Fine, thank you.
Is Wendy on the...
Wendy's West Coast.
Sure, that works for me.
Does it work for you?
What day was that?
That is Thursday. That will be the 5th.
Yes, that's fine.
Is that all right for you, Barbara?
Yes, if you want me to participate. I just wanted to make sure it didn't conflict with anything else.
Is it possible? I mean, do you guys want me on that call, or you guys can handle that on your own? That's actually a bad time for me, but that's the only reason I'm asking.
Well, I guess we can survive without you.
I think you can. Right. And basically the goal is, you know, we were supposed to come up with milestone one of the task force terms of reference was to come up with, what are the needs or the non-marketing needs and justifications for having public access to who is information.
Mm-hmm.
Irrespective of whether it's bulk access or web-based access or 443 access, to just put together this chart of the needs and justifications. Now, a lot of that information we're going to get through this survey, but we already have some information, and we kind of wanted, by the time we get the survey results back, kind of a format of a chart and some samples of data already given to us, so we can easily, as a group, put them into those different places in the charts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By Rome, we can have that data and hand that data out, or at least be able to present on it. All right. So that's the goal. So if you all can, Glenn, if you can send around a note to all of them.
I'll do that, Jeff, yes.
Okay. Other than that, I think, it's pretty much a short call because not many people are here, and Barbara and I need to work on getting some of these things out.
Okay. I'm about to get on a plane anyway, so.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good timing then.
Yeah, I'll sign off. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, David.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Jordan, if you want to give me a call, now would be a good time. Otherwise, we can do it later today.
All right, it's Jeff. It's task force.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Wrong.
That's okay. I know you're on all the task force.
Many people.
Yeah. All right, so, Barbara, I'll give you a call right back. Or, Barbara, you and I can stay on this line.
Yeah, I'm happy to drop off.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Okay.
Wendy,
bye.
Yep. I'll put Thomas on to the group with you, too.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled.
Right. Okay, then I'll leave you and Barbara, Jeff.
Okay, all right, you're welcome to listen, but you don't have to.
Okay, I'll get on with my task here.
Okay, thanks.
Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
I'm going to sign off then, I guess.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Cool.
All right.
All right, Jeff, I'm looking for the list of people.